Bruce had finally made his way to Venezuela and taken his first trip to meet the Indians who lived deep inside of the jungle. He had spent a few weeks living in a village a few hours upriver. The village was dirty and filled with people who did not want to hear anything about Jesus. Bruce was discouraged. When he had to return back to the city with Dr. Christian, he had a place to stay but was all alone and out of money. Bruce needed some help. What Bruce needed was a friend. Bruce found the people associated with Dr. Sanders. Dr. Sanders was the man who was supposed to pick him up from the airport, but never came. No matter how hard he tried, the missionaries would not welcome him into their home. Bruce prayed to God.
Oh, Lord, I don't have anything. No money, no friends. Christians here won't even accept me. I'm not a missionary with a home board, so I have no support either from here or there. Please help me. Please keep me sane.
Bruce tried to visit with the local missionaries again, but they would not let him in. He had been kicked out of their fellowship. Again, Bruce found himself alone. He was wandering the streets in Venezuela looking for a place to stay when he met some students who were attending a local university. They welcomed him in but were suspicious of his reasons for being in Venezuela. Half of the time they were nice to him, other times they treated him unkindly. One day, Bruce was staying in his room when he heard fighting outside. People were rioting and clashing with the police. Gunshots were being fired, and it was becoming more and more violent outside. Many of the people who had taken Bruce in were fighting, and some of them were hurt. A revolution was going on, and Bruce was caught up in the middle of it. Now what? Bruce has no money, and the only people who have shown him kindness were those fighting with the government. Had God really called him to South America for this? Would he find a way into the jungle again to meet with the Indians? What in the world would Bruce do next?